I've got a Britney Spears head mic on. It's really cool. So, hello, my name's Miranda and I'm from Manchester. Since my divorce, my daughter said I need to get out more. And she said I should come to EMF. I'd love it. It's my tribe. But I had to do a talk to get a ticket. So, here I am. Now, I'm not clever like most of the people here. I barely have any qualifications. I've failed so many O-levels and then just kind of gave up. Classrooms were just too boring for me. And for work, I now sit behind screens in the NHS doing admin. But what I do have is a brain that's constantly firing on all cylinders. And a very, very overactive imagination. My motto is, if I can think it, I can make it. Yes, I do have 7 chainsaws and I'm a chainsaw carver. I've played with precious metal clay. I've just started beekeeping. So here's a little story about something that happened 10 years ago. Now, the rabbit's the photo bomb. It was Pickle who was the issue. She started the game. So she caught a mouse. And the mouse was brought into the house and played with. And youngest said, "Mummy, can we keep the mouse as a pet?" To which I said, "No, we're not going to do that because it will confuse the cat. And we're not going to do that." But then I thought, do you know what? If she does some maths papers, she can keep the mouse, because it'll probably be dead by the end of the day. So the mouse, Mr. Cheesy One, who is now part of the family, is sitting in a box. And if it survives the night, she can keep it. That was a big mistake. So then it's, can I have a cage, Mum? Oh, yes, you can, darling, as long as you do some math papers. So I get the math quotas up and go out and buy a very cheap cage for Mr. Cheesy. Plot twist. What's going to happen now? Mr. Cheesy died. Crying child. Empty cage, off to the pet shop. More math papers, yes. So then we have Mr. Cheesy 2.0. It's actually a girl mouse, because boy mice smell. But we call him Mr. Cheesy. So Mr. Cheesy is going round and round and round his wheel, making a ruddy racket. Now, I didn't know mice are nocturnal. So, and this cage has to come into my bedroom because that's the only door that closes properly to keep the cat away from the mouse. So then this thing I have all night long, I go down in my underwear and I get some olive oil and I grease the wheel, but no, still going, and I'm lying in bed and I'm going, that's a motor. What can I run off a motor? So then I thought, well, I could do LEDs. Well, that's a bit boring, isn't it? Yeah, flash, flash, yeah, no fun. And it's not mobile at all. And then I thought, what about a hand crank music box? Now, if I can connect this to the mouse wheel, then we can have something happening. But the problem will then be, it's going to be the same tune over and over again. So I probably need to get a music box that I'm going to like the tune for. So then, having a bit of Googling, trying to find a nice tune I can live with, I come across this baby. This is a 30-note programmable music box where you can go on an app and you can, which you download. May not be there anymore because this was 10 years ago. And then you can write music on the app, which obviously eldest there, who's great at that kind of stuff, writes it out. But then I've got to attach it somehow to the cage. Well, you can see it's got a hand crank, and that's just a lot, just short knitting needle, isn't it? Off to the shop, buy a 5mm knitting needle, and machine it a bit so that it fits. And now we've got a device. And this is the paper that is printed out by the app, which slave labor children can then individually punch all the little holes in the card. Eldest over there, you rock, babes. So now we have the prototype. It actually came with some pre-recorded, pre-punched cards, so we could run it and see what it sounded like. But we've got an issue. I think you can spot it. The weight of the mouse in the wheel is now pulling the whole device down, and it's not running well. And quite frankly, it's rubbish. So then I had, because I'm a talker, I was talking to a farmer friend, and he said, Miranda, ring bearings. What on earth is one of those? So it's this little device, and you can put something through the middle, and it runs really smoothly. So, eldest, can you get me a ring bearing off eBay? So then we have a ring bearing, so we can now have a longer knitting needle. We can have the device, the wheel, and then build a stand with a ring bearing in it to support the whole device. And the next slide is the first run through, which was, obviously you've got to buy a bigger cage now because you've got to do filming, because it's going to be great monetizing this. Everybody will love it. And what was really remarkable and I loved the most was that Mr. Cheesy loved making music. He could have run backwards round the reel or the wrong way, and he would have had less resistance, but he chose to make music. She. So now we have this. Come on, keep moving. Yes. And he's off again. Spoilt rotten, that enormous cage. Okay, we've had enough. So then it's time to set dress. And if there's anybody here who has a birthday today, this is for you. He needs to know what he's doing. Have a quick read. Yep, I know what's going on. I've got this. Now, sadly, Mr. Cheesy has gone to the sky to make music. But before he departed, we did get Mr. Cheesy another mouse to live with, because I didn't realise they are gregarious and they want friends. So we drove all the way to Southport and bought Daphne. So if you log on here, if you're slightest bit interested, you will be able to see Daphne and Mr. Cheesy do 9 carols and a few other videos. It's not monetized, I couldn't be bothered, and there would probably be copyright issues because I don't understand all of that. But it was great fun, and should I come back next year, I'll talk about bees. Thank you.